this is a subject that it's so difficult to predict the future of because the technology is evolving so rapidly. I mean, we're recording this in the middle of February, beginning of a month, where there's been an announcement about from Google about having a phone which will automatically translate between you and me. If you were speaking French to me and I was speaking English to you, then we'd understand each other by, we'd go through a piece of software and we'd hear each other in the other language, a sort of Babelfish of A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Oh, this is a couple of years off, and there is some skepticism about how what sort of quality it's going to be. Myself, I'm very, very surprised if it's going to be efficient, but you never know. And this is the sort of thing that's happening. I mean, who would predict, who can possibly predict what's going to happen next as far as technology is concerned? Even far, you know, the whole internet thing is really only 20 years old. And who would have predicted 11 years ago, Google, you know, or mobile or text messaging? Twitter is only 2006, Facebook is 2004 or whatever it is. You know, that it's all so recent, and each one of these new technologies is offering extraordinarily new perspectives for communication. So I think it is important that everybody, and the kids in particular that are using this book, will develop a sense of the movement of language, of how language evolves, and particularly these days in relation to technology, and to see what the problems are. I mean, the problems are obvious, that you get a piece of equipment like a voice-activated washing machine or answering phone or a sat-nav. Will it understand you? And the answer is sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So why not? And the answer is because sometimes it can't cope with your regional accent, or it can't cope because you're speaking too fast. And you suddenly begin to realize the strengths and the weaknesses of talking to machines. We're a long way off the scenario of 2001 and Hal the computer talking to Dave about how things are. That's a long, long way. A lot of people think that, you know, that's around the corner, but it isn't. It is a long, long way away. But so getting a sense of how far we are along that road towards conversations with robots is, I think, an important aspect of this whole business.